KF8FJH. I'm gonna try switching my antenna when I get home. I really only have the stock antennas that came with the radio, but I'm probably gonna order a new antenna or something like that. Not sure why it's working perfectly right now. Like all I did was step outside into my driveway a little bit, but I am in a different location. I'm not in Fraser where I'm usually at. Right now I'm in Sterling Heights. After school, I usually go to my grandma's house, and then my dad picks me up after he's done working. So that's how it usually works. So I had one different antenna on me that I'm about to put on right now, even though I'm coming in perfect and clear. I want to see if that makes a difference when I move, because right now I'm standing in the same spot that I was when you guys were hearing me perfectly good. Back to you.
Okay, Ben, well, you're doing a good job, and you're a new young ham, and we're going to have much patience with you, like we usually do with new hams into the hobby. So, yes, it's all about location, Ben, especially on 2 meters, and even more so on 440. So you find a sweet spot, and that's a good spot, but it's not necessarily going to be the same tomorrow as it is today. There's different multi-pathing and different obstructions and different things in the way of your path into the repeater. But right now, that is a great spot. You're in there, I'd say about 90% quieting, and you're holding it very well, no dropouts, even when you wiggled your antenna around. So it's all about location, Ben. And the best thing you can do, if you can, get an external antenna for your house. A base antenna, a simple GP3 would do fine. Something outside is more beneficial than trying to radiate through the interior walls. Okay, we'll listen for your new antenna there, Ben, and this is Al, K8ALH.